Disclaimer, the historical voices depicted throughout this audio essay have been provided by talented voice actors and are not the actual voices of the original authors. It's not as if we really had access to a time machine. I mean, the very idea is preposterous. Welcome. You're listening to English via the airwaves, recovering 1930s radio pedagogies. I'm your co-host, Ben McCorkle, and I'm joined here on the mic by the always lovely and talented Jason Palmieri.
Hey, folks.
Thanks for joining us. You know, with SoundCloud, iPhones, and open source audio editors, it's much easier than before for everyday people to compose with sound and distribute that stuff to a wider audience. Our writing classrooms are getting noisier as students and teachers increasingly compose lively audio texts that blend human voices, music, sound effects, and more. My friends, we're living in a revolutionary moment in which audio production has been democratized in ways we've never seen before.
Wait a minute. This shit ain't new. You know, English teachers have been teaching sound production since the golden age of radio. Just because new technologies have led to a resurgence of interest in writing with sound, we shouldn't erase our history. I mean, 1930s radio pedagogy has been all but forgotten in our histories of audio composition. I left it out of my book, Cindy Self didn't include it in her Movement of Air article.
Wait a minute, Cindy has just retired and you're already throwing her under the bus?
No! I think that art's great. It's just that her focus, like mine, was on college-level composition, not K-12. And that's where the action was happening. And that's what this audio essay is all about. In the 1930s, we had a moment in the field in which audio writing blossomed. And then that moment, it faded. You know, if we actually look back at how English teachers responded to radio in the 1930s, we can find some pretty cool insights about audio writing pedagogy. I mean, everything we need to know about digital audio, we can learn from 1930s English teachers.
Hold on there, Jason. Radio and digital audio are related, but they're not the same. I mean, editing is easier, for sure.
Yeah, and distribution too, of course.
Many of the contributors to this very collection really highlight some of the unique affordances of digital audio.
Okay, fine. But 1930s English teachers still did some cool stuff, and a few embarrassing and problematic things too, but nevertheless, we have a lot to learn from them.
Okay, let's go back in time.
Back in time.
Nice. Back to the 1930s, back to a time when the four C's didn't even exist. We've spent the last few years plumbing the archives of English Journal, the longest-running publication dedicated to English pedagogy at all levels. All told, we zeroed in on 28 articles written during radio's heyday from all across our great nation. Want to hear what we found? Of course you do.